Today, going to take a little time and visit with Brittany Rice, Community Family Resource. Good to have you back.
Good to be back. Thank you.
Here we are, the midst of December.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow. She's going, oh, another year. Things have been getting quite busy for you guys.
Yes, we have seen an increase in evaluations. Our counselors are getting very busy.
Is it time of the year? There's a variety of things, I'm guessing, that have an impact on it.
Yeah, there's a variety of things. One would be, like most places, we have been short-staffed for a long time. We've got, knock on wood, almost a full team right now. Okay. So, of course, the more availability of counselors, the more clients we're going to be able to see. So that's one piece.
Mm-hmm.
The holidays coming up, plus yep. Thanksgiving just ending. Holidays are always more stressful. People are looking for somebody to talk to. Maybe they're feeling more depressed. Maybe they're drinking more, whatever that might be.
Yeah. Oh, you mean these, I'll take care of it myself?
Yes.
Person? Yeah.
And then also, I like to point out that it is the end of the semester for the college kids.
Yep.
So we've got a lot of college kids coming in as well that are needing to maybe resolve OWIs or public intoxes mm-hmm. before they go home for the holidays.
Okay. Those would be, and some probably under a lot of stress with finals and
Absolutely.
Things like that. And,
yes.
and not just there. I mean, we got DMAC here too.
Yep.
So
yep.
That's a crowd.
It is a crowd.
It's a stressful time for
yes.
So. Okay. So the big thing, normally what people come in, well, you've got, there's a variety of services that are available through Community Family Resources.
Yep.
Let's talk a little bit about people that are kind of suffering. Maybe we're getting into that seasonal deficit disorder time. We're getting into the holiday time, a lot of stress, a lot mm-hmm. of pressure with that. Economy, challenging.
Absolutely.
Things like that. Those people, are they kind of coming in themselves? Are you seeing friends and neighbors kind of pushing them to assistance? How does that usually happen?
So on the mental health side, we see a lot more people coming in on their own, of course. People tend to reach out more for that without any other motivation. Substance abuse, though, it does still tend to be more of the legal involvement that yep. people come in for. We do have some people, a handful, that'll come in on their own, but usually there's some legal involvement going mm-hmm. on.
Yeah, and there's a lot of them that take care of their depression with alcohol
yes.
as a rule.
Alcohol, marijuana, whatever.
Yeah. I'll feel better about this, yes. mm-hmm. or whatever they're doing. The others, obviously, you mentioned the OWIs and stuff. That's what CFR does. That's one of your things, is you have to do that training for those individuals that by court order, you have to get this done.
Yeah, we do offer the OWI drunk driving class, the 12-hour class, and I believe we have one coming up this weekend in Ames, and I was on a meeting yesterday, and I think they said we had 18 people signed up for it, which is...
That sounds like a higher number.
It is a higher number than we'd had. Of course, with the pandemic, we had yeah. to do the social distancing and reduce the numbers. But we're also training more of our staff in how to do that class. So that might also, mm-hmm. Be a factor as well. We're having more availability.
Okay. So, and my guess is 12 hours, that they probably think it's, I can go in and do this quick and I'll be out of here. 12 hours is a little while to spend at it.
Yeah. It is a little while. Most people with a first OWI have to do the 12-hour class. We offer it. It's for 2 days, so there's 4 hours on a Friday mm-hmm. evening and then 8 hours on a Saturday.
Okay. There's a class, okay. But if you don't have to go, that's a good thing, too.
Yeah.
So, peace.
Mm-hmm.
Get a designated driver.
So. Yes.
And this is the time of the year, too, when law enforcement's going to be out there. They're going to be looking.
Oh, absolutely. We know that, as people are gathering, whether it's for holiday parties with friends or at work or just meeting with family, people are drinking more, at those gatherings and things. And a lot of times, you leave those functions feeling fine. But just because you're feeling fine does not mean you're not over the legal mm-hmm. limit. And I think a lot of people struggle with that.
I know I was okay. Yeah, I can hear that now. Yeah. No, officer, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
No, not necessarily. So.
Right, right.
Let's talk a little bit about, again, let's go back to some of the mental health related. And because this is a lot of times, they'll have friends and, friends will say, don't worry about it. Here, let's go out and have a drink mm-hmm. or something like that. And again, that's kind of the beginning of some real challenges if that's what they end up trying to solve their problem with. Is
it absolutely can be. I mean, we know that alcohol or other substances can actually increase mental health symptoms and make them worse. Obviously, if you're intoxicated, you're not thinking as clearly. So we see a lot more people have suicidal thoughts and things like that when they're under the influence than they would if they weren't under the influence. So I would, you know, really, if you're having depression, anxiety, I would strongly encourage not partaking in those types of activities because it can actually make it worse.
Look for somebody to visit with. Somebody from CFR, as a matter of fact.
Absolutely. Reach out.
And that's one of the things, too, because you do get people will come in. You might get some walk-ins. You might people that know by order, they have to come and do a class or something like that. But if they don't come and ask, they're not going to get help.
Well, right. We can't help you if we don't know you're having a problem.
There's that. You do have, and we've talked about this before because, you know, we've talked about the gambling addiction and the things like that. But so do we have a person for that? Or again, are we kind of covering with others at the time?
I'm still trying to hire for a full-time gambling person. However, I can see gamblers. I've got a counselor in Ames that can see gamblers. Mm-hmm. And we do have one that's based out of the Fort Dodge area that can see gamblers. Mm-hmm. I've actually seen an uptick in gambling or people with gambling reaching out as well. I have 4 gambling evaluations scheduled tomorrow.
Okay. Well, there, see, folks, it happens. And everything is done by an evaluation. Now, you have to go through and see, is this something this person really has a problem with? Or are there other things that we can do to help this person?
Right. I mean, for some people, they might need, you know, we always start with an evaluation that helps us determine if the level of the problem has reached the point of it's really affecting your life or is it easy to abstain from or, you know, what's really going on and what are the other risk factors that are going on that are increasing, you know, problems. So we always start with the evaluation. And from the evaluation, we determine if other referrals need to be made. Maybe we need to get you in to see the psych provider or a therapist. Maybe we need to get you started in groups, how frequently you need to be seen. So there's a lot of different things that come from this evaluation. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we always start with an evaluation.
Some people say, well, yeah, but I can't afford it. I don't know. And those are some of the challenges that I'm guessing put some extra pressure on people and stress.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know if I can, if my insurance will cover it. I don't know if it's, how do you handle that?
So it depends on the service that they're reaching out for. Mm-hmm. So with gambling, it's free. Mm-hmm. There's no out-of-pocket cost at this point. The state is completely covering that. So that's exciting. For substance abuse, of course, we take all sorts of different insurance. Our biggest, insurance is probably Medicaid that we see mm-hmm. at CFR. But if you don't have insurance or you have a high deductible, we do have a sliding fee scale that we can put people on. Of course, it's based on income. But we would assess from there.
You work with them.
Yeah, we work with you. We're not going to turn you away because you can't pay out of pocket or you don't have insurance or anything like that. You're still going to be able to be seen. The really cool thing is we did just get the state came down with a new grant to help people get to and from their treatment or 12-step meetings or whatever it is mm-hmm. they're doing. Mm-hmm. And so we have dollars available to pay for gas cards or taxis or Uber or bus passes to ensure that you're making it to your thing so you can move forward in your recovery.
You cannot use that as an excuse that I can't get.
Right.
We will do what we can to get you there.
Yes. So, Medicaid offers rides. Mm-hmm. Medicaid pays for rides. So those dollars that the state has come down with are really for people with no insurance who can be put on the sliding fee. So really we're, you know, pushing that. We do have other grants that can help with this, with mm-hmm. transportation as well. So all you have to do is ask. We'll see what we can do to reduce your barriers if you have barriers.
Mm-hmm. I know that some of your coworkers, maybe a little higher up, did go and make a proposal to Boone County Board of Health again for opioid treatments and stuff like that. This is something CFR does have the skills in.
Yes.
They were not selected this time around, but I'm sure they'll be back mm-hmm. asking again because you do provide a lot of assistance. And this would be for a lot of older people.
Yes.
I say older people. People, adults.
Yeah, it'd be for primarily for adults. That particular one was for the opioid dollars that were mm-hmm. coming down. So it would be to help serve those folks who had struggled with opioids.
Mm-hmm.
I had actually been one that went and requested the dollars. I was at that meeting. It was very interesting. It's the first Board of Health meeting I was able to make it to. So it was interesting to be there and to talk to them.
So. They're interested. Mm-hmm. They're interested in making sure the dollars go for treatments and the things that they're supposed to. I know that. It's just how many dollars do we have at a given time?
Well, yeah, Boone County is a smaller county, and so they can't give those dollars to every agency that's asking for them.
Yeah.
So they have to be selective.
So they'll do it again, though.
Yes. Can
we
go?
We'll see what they have in another. I think they meet quarterly, so another 3 months they'll mm-hmm. be back meeting again, and they'll have new information. We'll see what happens in the courts. They're doing their own thing.
But, right.
So far, you still treat people that have opioid issues.
Absolutely. We treat people, you know, through treatment, the regular treatment. We also have our state opioid response grant. And so we have, that's called SOAR. So we have SOAR 3 and SOAR CL, which is corrections. Mm-hmm. I've got a peer coach that works full time on those that can serve people in Story or Boone County. And then we also have our medication-assisted treatment clinic based out of our Ames office. Mm-hmm. So people can come over and dose on methadone or Suboxone or even naltrexone, you know, as well out of our office.
But there are again, the service is available, so don't think it's not there. It's
correct.
It is there.
The services are there.
And all you got to do is basically come in and ask, inquire, or if you know somebody who you think might need some assistance, that might be a little more of a challenge. They would probably ask you, how am I going to get them in?
Right.
Just bring them.
Yep, just bring them in. Like I said, they'll start with an evaluation, which is really just sitting down and meeting with one of my counselors.
Mm-hmm. And see what we can do to provide service. So.
Yep.
All right, holiday time. Obviously, it's going to be a stressful time for everybody. Do your people get a bit of a break? That's what I mean. Because sometimes they are the ones in great demand for a lot of people over the holidays.
Like, do my counselors get a break?
Yeah, do your counselors get a bit of a break?
So we are closed, I want to say, on the 22nd
okay.
For Christmas. And then we're also closed on the 1st for New Year's. I do try to give my folks PTO when they request it to the best of my ability. Mm-hmm. Of course, services have to be covered. So yes, I do have a couple counselors that are taking some longer time off around the holidays. Mm-hmm. But
people are going to be covered.
Yes.
Even if they're gone, we got people that will.
Yes, the services are covered. So we will still be up and running.
So that's, I always kind of curious. Are they there 24/7 if I need them? But we still have people that can call, hotline numbers, things like that.
Absolutely.
Too.
Reach out to Your Life Iowa. If you can't reach out to anybody else, they've got, you know, online chatting that they can do. I think they've got a text option, or you can call them and talk to a crisis counselor if you're in crisis. You know, you can always call our Fort Dodge office. That has a residential unit, so there's somebody there to answer the
somebody
phone 24 hours
there.
A day.
We do have people that are out there ready to help,
yes.
too. Again, that's one of those things you always wonder kind of at the holiday time. Okay, it's a very stressful time for a lot of people, and if they're suffering like any kind of depression mm-hmm. or anything, and all of a sudden they're by themselves or stuck, that's a big challenge for them.
It is a big challenge.
Well, we do... hopefully everything goes good over the holiday. Everybody drive safely. Don't, obviously, if you get picked up and it's going to be some sort of under the influence, and people, I'm going to say under the influence, because not everybody is driving under the influence
correct.
Of alcohol.
Correct.
And so we want to make sure that they're all staying safe. Otherwise, you'll have to come and do a class.
Yes, if you do get picked up for an OWI, you'll have to do a substance abuse evaluation and the 12-hour class that I had mentioned at minimum. And then it's really based off of what the court requires and what recommendations might come from your evaluation.
And we see that's the biggest share of what a lot of them are right now. So
yes, we see a lot of OWIs.
Well, and you're just covering what, Boone and Story County?
Yes, yeah. Boone and Story County.
Oh, well, And we don't even have all the others included in there, too. Mm-hmm. Again, a lot of services are available. People, if you want to find out more, best way to go about it, just well, they could stop in the office here in town when it's open.
Yep. We're open 5 days a week.
Go online to cfrhelps.org.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's go amazing. On to our website. You can reach out by Facebook Messenger. You can give us a call. Of course, Your Life Iowa, like I said, is an option as well. If you're in our area and you submit like a screening for gambling or substance use, they then send that on to us and we try to reach out.
Your biggest goal is just, we're not going to let you just go. if you've been by and you just think, oh, I'm not, they're too busy or something like that, we have people that can help.
Yes, absolutely. We have people that can help. We're going to try to make sure everybody's seen. You know, of course, if there's no availability, we might look at scheduling if needed. So we're going to try to make it work.
There's options there.
Yes.
There are options there. Brittany Bryce is our guest at Community Family Resources, kind of overseeing a lot of stuff that's going on in Story and Boone counties. And I appreciate you taking time visiting. And again, with the holidays, people, if you're having some issues, make contact.
Yes,
talk to
please.
Somebody.
Reach out.
Talk to somebody, please. Yes. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.